This year, my trick is I'm putting clear beer in hazy bottles. This is the perfect pour.
That's what you're going to give out to kids?
Yeah, hand out clear IPAs in hazy labeled bottles, and then laugh.
These look at these kids,
suckers.
There you go, sucker. Thanks, Mister. Freak your dad out. Freak him out. Show your dad that. Freak him out. Welcome to the Perfect Four. It's a show about things fun, interesting. Air geeks. I am Mike.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We are here to hang out with you, drink some beer, talk about the beer we drank last week, dream and look out for other beers, and listen to our listeners call us and tell us some stuff, talk about the culture, and just have fun. As the old old listener Scotty B used to say, super.
Old as in previous or old as in
as in who knows ancient. That he, I don't, you know, can't rely on him being the listener anymore. So, but we can still reference him because we own all the rights to Scotty B content. So before the show, we were tailgating a little bit, and I drank a whole 16-ounce can of Rinhouse Brewing Company Suntan, a session IPA. Maybe that's why I was able to drink it so easily.
Sesh, bro.
Sesh, bro. Oh, what's the percentage in here? Let's see if we can get that. I'm not seeing it. Oh, maybe Arizona is not required to put alcohol percentage on it.
What? What's the matter, you?
It's probably pretty low. I'm going to guess ABV game. I'm going to say that's a 4.5. Maybe somebody can... Maybe I'll go on Untappd. What the hell? Let's see. Any ABV guesses on my beer that I drank?
On the beer that you Suntan drank?
Session IPA from Rinhouse.
It's a sesh. I'm going to say it's surprisingly low, like 3.2.
Wow, all right.
Four, five.
3.2 and 4.5. Sorry for my typing, everyone.
No, it's not.
I'm not sorry at all. I love it. I love making everyone listen to my typing. I'm having troubles pulling that up. Damn it. Why didn't I use it? Let's see if the scanner works.
Boop.
No match. Untap. Come on, Untap. You're failing. Right here on the perfect pour, failing on the perfect pour of all shows to do this on. It wouldn't have mattered if you're on the on the session because they don't do this kind of thing. But here on the perfect pour, this is very important, and you're just failing, having problems finding Suntan. Now I'm just like randomly, because I searched for it and couldn't find it, and then scanner's not coming. Now I'm trying to see if someone recently checked it in, and I can see it that way. We're doing a course on how to find something on Untappd now all of a sudden. So that's not working. Let's keep digging here. We're just going to hold up the show for to see what the percentage of my... dumb beer is.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time.
No. All right, I think we're here. All right, I found it. Now I know what it is. Yours was what again, Nick? Three something?
3-4. I don't care. 3-2.
3-4.
Let's go 3-4.
Matt, and yours was 4-5.
Give it a bump.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. I was nodding, but I didn't know my camera turned
on. Yeah, your camera's on. It is a 3-8. I'm going to say Nick got that one.
Yeah. Word.
Woo-hoo!
I know my session gears.
We are starting on fire. What do you have there, man?
Always drinking singles.
I don't have the can in front of me.
Do you know what beer it is, though?
Nope. I don't have the can in front of me.
So it was a beer that you just started drinking. Nick, what do you have?
It might not even been his beer. We don't know. Week 3 of clearing out the archives leaves me with a piece of cake, Imperial Dessert Stout from Tioga Sequoia.
Wow.
It is in a can, so it's 3 years or less old. Let's see a date. Oh, here we go. Oh, it's a 20 date. So this is last year. Day 290 of 2020.
Damn.
Care to guess what my session Imperial Stout is coming in at?
8.5.
Ooh, I said Imperial, sir.
Well.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay. Let's see. I wonder if Matt remembers this beauty.
It's probably like 10.2, because I think we made it with gigawatt space on that one.
Ooh, no wonder I like it. 12.1.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
I was almost there. I'm a little rusty with the ABV game.
Yeah. All right. It is stout season, so get to it.
Yeah.
Can't have you going over. You'll never get to the...
Matt, did you find out what you're drinking?
It's the Retina or Retina, depending how you prefer to say it, from There Does Not Exist.
Oh, wow, man. Matt, you have roommates. Do you ever have an issue with roommates drinking somebody else's beer?
Like, hey, no. What my beer?
Who drank we have my our beer? Own shelves.
Oh, okay. Everyone Ooh. Respects the shelves.
Are the towels on the same shelves as the beer?
No.
Nice chilled towel in the fridge.
Do you have the tie system for your doorknobs? So don't come a knocking if there's a tie rocking. Or it's just the door is closed. Don't come in there.
And I thought my towel question was weird.
Yep. I stepped it up a notch. Hey, man, this session IPA has got me pretty messed up. You got to understand.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it's that full moon tonight.
Dude, Mikey was kind of weird on the show, right? Well, he was drinking session IPA. He's got to give him a break. Yeah, that's true.
Say no more.
We each have our own space on everything, so we don't have to worry about some sort of flag system or pantries divided, fridges divided. There's two living spaces, there's two bathrooms. We each have our own rooms. There's even a garage fridge for extra beer, so it's
separate toothbrushes.
Free for all. Oh, that garage fridge is free for all then beer.
No. Oh, okay. Same thing. They got their own shelf and I have the other shelves in there. So
all the shelves.
It's the hot pockets that nobody, no rules on.
No rules. We understand. No if you need a hot pocket, you can take mine. That's fine. Hot pockets open season.
Leave a hot pocket. It's like a change tray at the cash register.
Yeah. pack it in, pack it out.
Sure.
Nick, would you like to start us off with any culture or looking out for beers?
Mikey, I'm not saying you would ever change your situation, but if you're single right now,
yeah,
would you have a rolling food, the rolling warmer on the kitchen counter right now?
Whoa, why not? I mean, if I've got some cash to spend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. How much one of them rollers cost?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm going to look into this now that you're on board. Oh, maybe that's an accoutrement on your
that would work
personal in this beer garden patio.
Yeah.
Kitchen.
Yeah, personal beer garden.
Rolling food.
Roll
next to the smoker.
Roller.
You got the smoker, the
studio.
Rolling
hot dog. I mean, the studio really hasn't had a new toy in quite a while.
So. Oh, okay. So you're saying this is still a possibility? Like,
sure. I got to look at the price tag, but.
Yeah,
With it. I mean, I'm trying to focus on getting a stand-up Mrs. Pac-Man, but
investors, possibly you.
If you're there's an Instagram company that makes stand-up games. They're not quite
really
life size, but they're replicas.
Is it the hacked version where they get like 30 games built in?
No, it's not those. Those are always
like one at a time.
Yeah, those are always kind of shitty. I want the legit. This one's the one I've been eyeing. It's a Mrs. Pac-Man and Galaga combo.
Ooh. Okay.
And it's a stand-up, but it's not quite the size of,
right,
your 1980s stand-up video
that
game.
That you find at the OWL Nickel
Arcade. It's about two-thirds of the size, which, they run about $800. I'm like, all right, maybe I should start saving. That's been my dream, or a pinball machine in the studio, and also a glass door fridge, that
and
beer fridge,
sliding door or pull door.
Pull door. Pull door is more satisfying.
Okay. Gotcha.
I guess we should set up our Amazon wish list for everyone.
That's right.
I'm going to just put on $900 to $1,500 items. See what Lister wants to throw down.
I don't even know what the proper name for that piece of equipment would be.
What, the food roller?
The food roller.
That's it.
Yeah, not according to eBay.
We'll go next time you go into
7-Eleven.
Yeah, Shell or 7-Eleven.
Hey, what's the SKU on this? Hey, where's your barcode? I need to scan this.
And the guy's like, I'm not even supposed to be here today. You're like,
How'd you get fired on your day off? All right, actual culture.
Okay.
Looking out for / beers to talk about. Kern River Brewing has a beer called Camp Nelson.
I think I've seen that. I think the market has. Looking out for.
What?
Beers!
Sorry. Looking out for beers.
Looking out for beers.
Yeah, I think
definitely it. Looking out for that, especially if Camp Nelson refers it all to Nelson Hops.
Yeah. It better.
Better.
Mobetta, they really messed up that name if they don't have Nelson on.
I love gold.
I've got a new beer. Something like Matt's drinking now. This one is from There Does Not Exist on the central coast of California. Dawn Keeper. It's a hazy pale. Keeps the dawn with you all day.
All night.
If you enjoy dawns, this will help you stay all day. It is kind of breakfasty.
Yeah.
Something breakfasty about it.
Sweet.
Pretty good. It's a good brewery.
Fish.
Go ahead.
Chitra. Yes, are you a fan of Nelson hops? We sure are. Camp Nelson IPA is a fresh off the canning line. Oh, they're just talking about they're releasing it
soon. Oh, God.
Thanks.
Nobody cares.
Yes, it is a Nelson hop beer from Kern River. Well, you can order it online.
Oh.
Ship me beer stuff.
That may be something we could do now.
Camp Nelson. Let's see. Case of 24 will run you $97.20 before shipping.
Doesn't seem too bad.
It is 7% ABV.
$100 get you 24 of those for $100.
Yep, right. That's what's happening. The 4-pack is $16.20. Also looking out for Pure Brewing's Herezoso. Collaboration with Tripping Animal Brewery. Smooth style ale with mango and blueberry. Oh, smoothie style.
Smoothie, I like smooth style better.
Smooth style.
Have you gotten a smoothie style beer out of the can at all? You bought one, either of you guys?
No, this is all new to me.
You can see them now. The market has a couple.
Okay. I might be into that.
No.
Do they actually come out like the barrel slushed? Had a
couple
or,
too.
Like, does it pour slower?
According to Instagram, they kind of, yeah.
It's not haze, right? It's slush?
It's like, I don't know. Matt loves them, though. He cannot get enough of them.
Is that why he's drooling right now?
Yep. He's like, oh, we're talking about smoothie beers finally? I'm in.
Yeah, boy. Another fruited beer. I don't know if, Mikey, I don't know if you've talked about this one in the past. Our friends at Dust Bowl have the Cash Crop Raspberry.
Not the raspberry.
That is on tap at Frizz Brew right now.
Frizz Brew. Tower District.
Cool, I do like a raspberry.
Cool skater beer. Fresno beer bar.
Yeah. With all the Fresno pun.
All the cool Fresno stuff on the wall. Across the street from Tower Theater. It's pretty cool.
This one is interesting. It's a collab to promote the SD Brewers Guild. 7 local breweries have combined their efforts to make San Diego Brewers United Double IPA. Stone, Alesmith, Modern Times, Mother Earth, Pizza Port, Society, Thorn.
You think there's a few breweries in there that just kind of didn't do anything and just kind of hung out? You know, when you do group work at school, there's always about, you know, two people participating. There's like three people just like, yeah.
So Mother Earth and Pizza Port were just hanging out.
Oh, watching. Yeah. They're just, oh, yeah. They're like,
what if we, what if we did Moteca, but like not as much Moteca?
Like, oh, thanks. Thanks, Pizza Port. You contributed.
Yep. I'm done here.
Go eat some pizza. Just kidding. I like all these breweries.
They make sure they all contributed pizza. Evenly. Underrated thing about Pizza Port. They make a good pizza.
Yeah?
Yeah. Everyone wants to talk about the beer. I like pizza.
I don't think I've ever had a Thorn beer. That's the only one I don't recognize on this list.
I've seen them.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty cool. I've seen them.
Seen it. I don't. Their logo is a raccoon.
raccoon?
A raccoon? I think that's the animal on the label. I do not know.
Well, it's a lot of breweries looks like participating in this collab. SC Brewers Guild. Must be nice to have a Brewers Guild town.
Yeah. Not Nail Trail.
Nail Trail.
Yeah. Now I want a Thorn beer. Let's see if I can find a Thorn beer that I want.
Now we're looking out for Thorn beers.
Nope, not going to do a pastry set.
Come on.
A legend, coconut hazy double IPA. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm eating it out.
Let's see. Honeycomb. Honey milk porter.
No.
Is this?
Maybe. No. No.
Relay, West Coast IPA. There yeah. we go. We found
yeah, yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Called Relay. West Coast IPA, 7.2%. Oh, they brewed. Their name comes from the street they originally opened on.
Streets.
2012. First IPA we brewed back at Thorn Street Brewery.
I remember that.
Yeah. They like dogs, which is cool.
Yeah, I like dogs. You like dogs?
I like dogs. Oh, man, what else is happening?
Come on, dude. Come on. Have some more session IPAs. Jeez.
Yeah, wake up. Still no rolling food warmers on eBay.
Come on, guys. Live a little.
Maybe I got to slum it and go to Craigslist. I don't know.
What would you put on there? We got to go to Restaurant Supply.
Yeah. Where's your used section? Slightly used.
There's a place. Where did I see that? Dang. On the road.
Downtown, in Venice, and, Los Angeles.
Yeah, it was in L.A.
No, the street, not the city.
Oh. I don't know. Yeah, there's a restaurant supply downtown. In Fresno. It's out there. Go get your rolling food vans.
Do you want to know how to brew a pumpkin spice ale?
Do I? No, I don't.
Okay, perfect. Then we'll move on. That's my culture.
If you do, please contact the Nick 80 on social media.
That's right.
And he will give you that information. Bearded Brewer 87, also known as Matt, Do you have any looking out for or culture items to share the group?
Mother Earth is bringing back its Wet Hop series. This newest one features Sabro, 6.7%, and pale two-row and wheat malts. So it should be a pretty standard, straightforward IPA. So, looking out for.
Good.
That's it.
All right. To the point. Focused. Brave.
To the point. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? We
enjoy. Oh, wait. I think I had culture to do. Never mind that, guys. I was like,
okay, hold on. I'm calling Uber. They're coming to take your session IPAs away
no!
from you.
Don't take my sessions.
They're coming to revoke your session pass.
You're fucked up on his sessions, bro.
You clearly cannot no longer run the show on sessions.
Oh, my God. I was like, after that buffer, I was like, man, we're really getting the voicemails really quick, like quicker than
normal. Yeah, what happened? Who do we forget?
Oh, wait. Back to culture. Forget about voicemails for the moment. Get fucking pumped for them, but not you know, get pumped up because they're coming. But right now, we're gonna go back
coming
to
up
culture.
In 8 minutes, everyone, we're gonna put a counter on the screen.
All right,
so you know when
put a counter up.
Happen.
I was wondering this week, there's because I just keep seeing more and more beer podcasts pop up, and I'm just like, geez,
really?
I'm like, come really? On, guys. Like,
how are we?
Know,
not
some of them are new to me, not necessarily new, but and I'm just like, really? Like, come on, didn't you look around to see that there's 80,000? Craft beer shows already, but you know, like Britain's gotten wind of craft beer podcasts, and they're opening up shop big time.
Wow.
But anyway, so I'm like, well, is there hard seltzer? Is somebody doing exclusively a hard seltzer show?
Yeah, like, Seltzer Cast.
And I found one that was sort of. They're called Hard Seltzer.
I feel like
News.
We're responsible to name the most perfect seltzer podcast now.
The perfect seltzer. It's just called Hard Seltzer News. I didn't even bother to listen to it, but this is the only one that looked like it was an exclusively hard seltzer show. I could not find anything else that would said. You know, oh, this is just a hard seltzer podcast. So what I'm saying is, you guys with your new beer podcast that no one's going to listen to, go into hard seltzer, and you might get some listenership there. Seems like a market to get into. This Saturday in Fresno, it's not a beer event, but it is quite an event next to beer, a taco truck throwdown happening at our baseball stadium in downtown Fresno. Go to FresnoTacos.com. It is the biggest taco festival in known existence. It's, if you've never heard of this, it is... We invite all the, try to get the most area taco trucks in the area to gather in the baseball stadium. And then everyone, you pay like $40 to get in and you just eat tacos all day. You just try as many tacos as you can because there's like, 50 taco trucks. I'm not sure how many, maybe completely off. They just jam a bunch of taco trucks inside the baseball stadium, and then you just go crazy, and then you judge, you know, if you feel like judging, you mark up your card and somebody, one of the taco trucks wins the throwdown, and then there's some music playing and you party with your tacos and your beers there. And that's happening. It's right next to Tioga Sequoia. I'm sure it's going to be a wild scene Saturday at Tioga. Matt's going to be give Matt some new insoles for his shoes, his boots.
Yeah,
he's going to need them Saturday, like every Saturday. And maybe check out the boardroom, or no, what is it? The rec room. So that's a big deal if you're looking to come to Fresno.
Get some tacos. Get
tacos all day. Nobody else is doing that.
We have an update.
Uh-oh.
The equipment we're looking for is referred to as a roller grill.
Roller grill.
Roller grill, and it could be yours for the low, low price of $168.99.
Okay. Yeah, that's,
this is a,
is
a
that brand new?
Priced home unit.
Is that brand new?
Commercial unit. Oh, brand new, never used.
Is that that's the commercial unit or home unit?
No, this is the home, the home.
How much smaller is a home unit?
If you would like a commercial version with sneeze guard and hood, you're looking at $22.95.
Oh, jeez. Wait, like $2,000?
Like $2,000.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, pull me back to the home. The home one was like $200.
Yeah, the home version is $200.
The industrial is $2,200, huh?
And then the 7-Eleven. So the home version, you're looking at a dozen hot dogs.
That's all I can handle. Dozen. Don't go past a dozen.
But if you want the angled platform roller tray with sneeze guard like you see at 7-Eleven, you're looking at the $18 to $2,200.
Does that home one, does it look like a roller? Like, could you mistake it for a roller in a mini mart?
If you add the plastic hood, I bet nobody would know the difference.
All right. Might have to look into that. We could get a little more help there on the Patreon side, guys. We could get ourselves a roller for the studio, which would mean I would have a roller and you guys would not have anything. But I'd be like,
that's
I'm looking at these.
You've been trying to find ways to get us back in the studio. I'm not saying this wouldn't work.
I could get Mi Ranchito, a market there on Shields and Fruit. Mi Ranchito, they got the fried tacos or fried rolled tacos.
Flautas?
Yeah, you can buy a bunch of them and then you can just put them on there.
I'm saying like a hot Hawaiian sausage.
Okay.
Might get me down to the studio.
All right. Well, I may have to invest in this. Get you guys in here.
I do have a jalapeno plant in my garden. I could bring the peppers and onions.
I have a jalapeno plant too.
Well, whatever. Mine's better.
Onions though. What interests you more? A pinball machine or a stand up Mrs. Pac-Man?
Pinball?
Matt, which one?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I'm trying to come up with the items that get you guys back in the studio. So what would be more interest to you, a pinball machine or a Mrs. Pac-Man stand-up?
A valet driver?
Well,
Damn it. I mean, he's not wrong, but...
Yeah, but also... Damn it.
But also damn
it. Ubers are expensive now, right? I mean, they're more expensive than they used to be.
Ooh, yeah, Uber's a volume business, and there's no volume right now.
Yeah. Oh, pricey. It's over. What else am I talking about? Looking out for beers, Goldwater Brewing Company, the Phoenix area. The hop chowder, I've always wanted their hop chowder. It's an IPA, but this one even more so. It's a variant, and it's a mosaic dominant variant. And I've always wanted it just for a label buy. This hop chowder, they play off of Campbell soup cans, so their label's always kind of reminiscent of a Campbell soup can, and always wanted it. So now my next Phoenix trip, I want to go to Goldwater, check it out. Beechwood and Urban Roots have collabed, two of my favorite breweries. They made one called Steely Jam.
No.
Yep.
Do not do it again.
But it's a West Coast IPA. You're thinking like, oh, it's going to be like some sort of smoothie beer.
Strawberry beer.
It's just a West Coast IPA with that sustained chords of Strata, Mosaic, and Mosaic Cryo hops. So I'm betting it's good. Even with that jam scare. Yeah. Jam scare. And now we can officially.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're dry?
I love gold.
You can get on the show, you, the listener. We highly encourage you to call us and let us know what's going on. 559-492-0542. That is a 24/7 voicemail line. You can leave a 3-minute or less message on and we'll play that. Or you can record something yourself. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com is the email. You email that recording and we'll play that as well. What do you got there, Nick?
Do you know what season it is?
Do you even know what season it is, bro?
Do you even know?
It's stout season?
Oh, not just stout season. Narwhal season.
Oh, no.
Prepare your buddies.
Narwhal.
The narwhal has arrived. This is my first narwhal of 2021.
Oh, my. Here we go. He's having it. He's having a sip.
Mm-hmm.
He's judging. Mm-hmm. He's judging. He's getting a little smack in the smack.
Oh, I'm very judgy right now. Very judgy.
What's your initial reaction? Narwhal reaction?
Kind of don't like it.
Oh my god!
I wonder if the cake is residues in my glass. Maybe I need to.
Uh oh. You didn't get a new glass?
I should have rinsed better. I rinsed it. Same glass, but.
Did you get a cracker in between? Did you get a little water in between?
No, I did not cleanse my palate. Maybe it's my palate.
Yeah, let's get that. Let's do that. So I don't like this. You not liking a narwhal.
I know. I don't know. This is not good, guys. It's, okay. Yeah, maybe it's a palate problem. The dessert imperial cake is pretty hearty. The bitterness is finally coming through. I'm going to have to sit on this one for a minute. I might have to let you know.
We'll check back in. We don't have any traditional voicemails this week, so we're just going to go to the emails. I'm disappointed in you people, but
wow.
What are we going to do?
Off building their personal beer garden.
Yeah, if you're busy building your personal beer garden, that's fine, but Let me make sure there's no, doesn't seem to be anything hiding in the spam. We'll check the primary, and we do have some voicemails, so let's get it started with...
How are you now? Good and you? It's Buck, Core 4 Brewing, Oklahoma City.
What's up, Buck?
Calling because I'm a little disappointed
in
you guys and your lackluster knowledge of Letterkenny. One of the greatest shows in the history of comedic television. I really think you guys should take your time, watch every single episode. I mean, they're only like 30 minutes long. You can get through all 8-9 seasons really fast. And they're also doing a live tour. I highly suggest you go check them out. Anyways, Oklahoma City is doing great. It's festival season. It's the fall festival season, I guess. We've done Zoo Brew. We've got Bio Brew. We've got the Oklahoma Craft Beer Festival coming up. So we've been super busy. Anyways, I hope you guys are doing good out there in the Central Valley. And keep up the good work. Oklahoma.
Nice.
Thanks, Buck.
Yeah.
Core 4, Oklahoma City. Go see it. Go get in there. I'm waiting for a get it to happen at Core 4. So...
Mm-hmm.
Next time a listener is rolling through Oklahoma City, need to get a report. Look for Buck. Said, bro, we got to do a little get it here.
Bro.
Get over here. He'll know what's going on.
Get it.
He's like, you want to do a get it, don't you? I'm like, hell yeah. All right, man, let's get it. Ooh, wow, we are light on the voicemails this week. So this is our final voicemail of the week here.
Oh man, voicemail.
Hey fellas, it's Wazoo Corvette. So I finished my workday today in a little town northeast of Sacramento called Auburn. There's a little brewery there called Moonraker. You might have heard of it.
Heard of it.
So I stumbled in there and happened upon a Simcoe Wet Hopped IPA, which was incredible. Drank that down, delicious, and chased it with a hazy Citra IPA. You've probably had called Dusting for Prince, but out of the tap, incredible. In the can, incredible, but just all around incredible. Left there with some cans and headed home early in the day. Had picked up some beer from a buddy who we trade beers. We both buy beers together off of memberships, and had a little collaboration beer from Urban Roots with a little brewery called Green Cheek called Point of Difference, which was a 10% hazy. Poured that in my glass, and let me tell you, 10% beer that drinks like a pale ale but has all the flavor of a triple IPA. Just, it was so good. Just incredible. Super, super rich beer. Drank that down with dinner, and then my wife came home, and I happened to put a little beer that we shared our membership with from a brewery called The Brewery. We had a Black Tuesday, which this year's version clocks in at, I believe it's 18.9%. Luckily, they have it available in pint cans. So I have some pint cans, and I got a 750 milliliter bottle. That might be a little bit more challenging, but that Black Tuesday drank like 90% cacao chocolate mixed with espresso and some serious booze. So split that off with my wife. We sipped that over about an hour and 15. And then, she was getting kids ready for bed, and I stumbled downstairs and happened upon another beer from a brewery called Russian River. You might have heard that. Their Helles Lager called Velvet Glow. And she said, hey, where's mine? I got to share. So, yeah, you got to share. That's all. Yeah, you know, sure. That was the beer drinking for today. It's been a long week. Like, it's Wednesday, and I've wanted it to be Saturday or Friday or any day that's not a work day. It's just been so busy. That's all I got. One other thing. I want to nominate for voicemail of the year, Chew Your Beer, 2 weeks ago when he called in all super happy and kind of silly. Voicemail of the year. It that cannot be topped unless someone else throws something else, but that was an incredible voicemail. Chew, love you, bro. But that was great. just great. That's all, fellas. Thanks a ton. Appreciate your time and the show and checking your dates and being safe and, of course, having fun. That's all. Bye. Bye. Del Dorado Hills.
See you in Auburn, bro.
Wazoo.
Thanks, Wazoo.
Man, look, what year is it? He's talking about the brewery and like, wow.
Talking about Moonraker and the brewery.
I don't know anybody that's a fan of Black Tuesday anymore. No, maybe it still exists out in the internet world or the hardcore that's collector a
different
world.
Different time, man. Different place.
That used to be the most coveted Imperial Stout ever. Like even bigger than Goose Island.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name. She
leave a name. Hey, you guys, let's go. Let's bring it next week. You know what happens? We get a slow voicemail week, and then people are like, shit, I got a voicemail. And then we blow it up the next week. So let's better get it right next week.
Hold up.
Here, get that blow up.
Have a voicemail, get it. Let's see if we get like two.
We can get on the voice.
Two listeners in the same voice.
Yeah. We really should like Skype in people once in a while more than we do.
Yeah.
We probably should do that. Remember guests? I remember them. I finally got the fridge mic going again, so I'm going to see if I can.
Be a fridge. Talking in the fridge mic. I'm walking to the beer fridge, fridge mic. Looking for a beer tonight. I'm walking to the beer fridge. Talking in the fridge mic. I'm walking to the beer fridge, fridge mic. Looking for a beer tonight. Ooh.
Ooh, and that's the Fridge Mic song brought to you by Paul. I don't know if Mikey's talking right now, but we do not hear him. He's probably having a really good time.
He probably would have talked over the song had he.
What happened? Did it work?
No.
Damn it. Oh, I turned on the wrong thing.
We heard Fridge Mic.
Fridge Mic.
But no, Mike. Now you're down. Wait, no, you don't know what you did.
Is it working now?
Yeah.
Yes.
But you can't hear us.
I can kind of hear you guys over those headphones. I was trying to tell you there's a Firestone in here that a listener gave us recently.
It's
a Greenwood Vintage Parabola Imperial Stout double barrel aged in rare bourbon barrels, and it's number one. And they were trying to figure out if this was like their first batch, or is the number one the first bottle that was bottled that we might have. So, if you want to come, come to the studio.
You're really trying to get us over there, Bridge Mike. Doom 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 doom. Fridge mic. Doom, 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 doom. Fridge mic. Doom, 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 doom. So you're drinking a Parabola right now? Is that what I'm hearing? Uh-oh. Michael, your microphone's down.
Check.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay. It looked like you had something important to say. I just want to make sure
we heard. Nah, it's probably better if I just kept it off.
And the show ratings go double in the next week.
Oh, Mikey's mic is not working.
So I love gold.
You didn't hear it because my mic was off, but I just opened up a new beer. It's Older Dog. Another one from Wren House.
Another Wren House.
West Coasty. Westy.
Had it.
Oh. It's a Westy. I've had it before too. So.
Okay.
It's very good. Very delicious. Very happy Wren House is somehow here. I don't still understand how and why.
But you're accepting it.
I'll accept it.
You're like, look, I don't got rolled hot dogs at the house, but I can smoke some brisket.
I don't have any rolled taquitos. That's what I'd be keeping them in, just taquitos.
Taquitos.
Sausages and taquitos.
Never did get a taco assistant.
Yeah, never did. Well, we're still a show. We still could do it.
Maybe we should go to a taco truck throwdown.
Hire someone?
Yeah.
Go up to the trucks. We're accepting resumes for our podcast.
Excuse me, everyone. We're looking for a taco assistant on our podcast.
We are huge in Norway.
Please report to the concourse if you're interested.
Yeah, concourse.
Oh, Bearded Brewer 87, what have you been drinking this week?
From Burley Oak Brewing Company, they had an Imperial Double IPA called Forklift Slippers, and it was a forklift that had slippers on.
Do you put slippers on your guys' forklift?
No.
How many forklifts you got over there? How many forklifts are running? There, the Taiga. Two. All right.
From Company Values Brewing, it was a New England IPA called Exceeding Expectations. Had one of those.
Did it Flatland, exceed?
It was all right. Flatland Brewing Company had Juice to the Third Power.
Was it juicy?
I don't recall. Was it juicy? Like Riding a Bike was on draft at Spokes for a quick minute.
How is it on draft? I haven't had it on draft before.
Almanac's had Allagash has had a beer called Haunted House. That's a dark ale. I've been sipping on that when I've been at Spokeasy. And those are some Binkots.
All right. You went to a show yesterday, an amphitheater. Did they have beer there? Did they sell beer? No? Yes?
Yep.
Oh. Was one of them, did you have a beer there?
Yeah, it was Luponic, but that wasn't unique or new.
Okay. Just wondering if they're serving beer there.
Most venues do.
Well, I guess. You like making money. What did a Luponic run you there at a amphitheater in Paso Robles?
$9.
Wow, that's pretty. What 16 ounce?
Yep.
All right. That's not terrible for a concert. I'd hit on that. The Nick 80. What were you drinking?
What is this year's Luponic? Is it hazy? Does anybody
need is it hazy? Probably.
Is it hazy? Probably.
Well, it's like, yeah. I don't know anymore.
The places that it's served at, the person who's serving it would not know what.
They have no idea which number Luponic it is. None. They're like, what?
What?
I'm like, yeah, they're different. Like,
it's the yellow one.
Because, yeah. Yeah. You can help by just like, could you just tell me is there a color? Do you see your colors at all? Yellow. Oh, okay. You got an old ass one. All right, that's fine.
here's the color chart. You point to the one that it looks like the best. Once again, not much happening. I had some Sierra Nevada torpedoes over the weekend. I saw them at the store. It was on sale for $8.99 a six pack. I said, you know, this will do just fine.
Yeah. You can't beat that. $9 for six pack of torpedoes. What? They run like a, an 8.5?
Yeah, somewhere in there. 7.9, 8.5, I don't know.
Can't be $9 for a
it's a
heavy
price IP. Price per ABV is definitely in your favor.
Yeah. That's okay. One of those very rare anomalies where the business doesn't know that they've got a stronger alcohol beer and they price it the same as the other
CRS. Pale Ale, $8.99.
Yep.
Torpedo, $8.99.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Which one do I choose?
What you're doing. But I'm going to shut up and take it.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not going to go register. Excuse me. This should be priced higher than this beer. Yeah.
And one of these years will solve the problem of why beers made in California are not considered domestic.
It's all right.
Still don't get
it. Yeah.
Why are they on the import list? Uh-huh. They imported it
from out of the county.
What's going on here? And then I had an outing to the Eureka Burger.
In person, Eureka Burger.
Yeah, on the patio. Enjoyed the outside dining. I think their quality's coming back. They hit a little slump in their food quality.
Yeah.
The food quality's coming back. The beer selection is good again. New to me, but haven't had it in a while. I had knee deep Poptologist double IPA.
Yeah.
Which was
that old chestnut. Like,
yeah. I felt like 2014 all over again.
Did they have anything on that you couldn't find somewhere else in town? On drop.
Ooh. Yeah. No, well, yes and no. Their local selection was good. They had Pine and Palm on tap, which I don't know if he's got his beers on many other places besides the tap room.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody has Knee Deep on tap right now. Yeah. I'm not saying they're new or, you know, different, but
maybe Golds might have a Knee Deep.
Yeah. Definitely unique. You know, that's why I ordered it. I haven't seen that. I don't think I've ever had it on draft. It's always just been bottles and cans around here. They did have Luponic 17.
So we're at 17 now. I was wondering what number we're at.
Yeah, Luponic 17 was on the menu. Oh, man. I don't know. Their selection's always good, you know, slightly different. Not rare beers, for sure, but...
Eureka Burger?
Yeah, Eureka Burger.
Yeah, okay.
I think the Steal the Glass event was Mother Earth Cali Cream.
Oh, yeah. You can always tell what Steal the Glass was the after that, because then there's like four different of the same brewery on tap. You're like, I think Mother Earth was Steal the Glass night.
Yeah. Oh, always a good time. Definitely find one or two beers you enjoy there. And I do believe I got the beer I actually asked for.
this time. Yeah. Definitely definitely not sure sometimes there. Used to have at the old Popolo's as well. I was like,
yeah. I don't think this is the one I ordered. I'll take the just outstanding, please. This tastes like pale ale.
This tastes like a brown ale, but okay. Mm-hmm. That's what you
have? Cuts for the week.
All right. What did I do? Dorktown on Untappd. Let's see what I was getting. I know I missed some check-in, so I just want to be up front now and say that some of the beers I drank, I didn't check in.
Uh-oh.
So, think I didn't drink more beer. Juice Stack from Moonraker Brewing Company.
Oh.
Had it.
Stack.
New Glory's Splinter Fang. It has a double IPA. And that's a pretty good beer. I'm going to recommend everyone get Splinter Fang from New Glory. I discovered a new brewery this past week, and I was at Out of the Barrel, Figure Out Villager, bottle shop / beer bar, and I had some money in my pocket, and I saw a new brewery, and sometimes I don't, I don't have enough to take risks with kind of money.
I'm with
like,
the money.
I gotta take, what I know and stuff, but this visit, I was like, I'll take a chance on a couple new ones. And so this one was from a brewery called Hello Friend. It's just called Hello Friend. That's, and they got some cool can art, and they got some Milan Mosaic beers, so heavy beers. So I'm like, all right, I'll take a chance, take it home. That's one called Ill at Ease. And that's just an IPA, and it was very good, very tasty. But come to find out, this is Rare Barrel side project. The Rare Barrel has a brewery inside their brewery called Hello Friend. Kind of like how the brewery down south has that side project beer there, like IPA based. And this one, because you wouldn't think the Rare Barrel would have, you're not going to think of pails and IPAs with the Rare Barrel. So I guess they went ahead and developed a different brewery for themselves. It's called Hello Friend. There's a whole bunch of IPA variants there. So I had some more of their beers this week, and they're all very good. So I'm going to recommend, one was called Till I Crumble, another one was called, no, I don't have it in front of me, I didn't check it in, I guess. But they're all good. I'm recommending this new brewery from Rare Barrel, and the guy Out of the Barrel said that Rare Barrel told them, like, don't put it on social media or anything, like, when he got it, said he's going to, sell it, and they're like, okay, but don't make a big deal out of it, because I guess thinking of, like, they didn't want to make a scene about it until they knew everything was cool with it, the beer. I don't know why they would tell them to not put it on social media yet. So,
is that like when the grunge bands used to show up at a venue under a different name?
Yeah.
Like if you're a regular, you're rewarded with a good show?
Yeah. Oh yeah, sometimes a band will have a secret name band that they'll just show up and they're like, "Whoa!"
Mm-hmm.
So only the really, really big fans know what's going on.
Yeah.
Or it's like when Eddie Van Halen, when first he was doing the tapping, he was the one to innovate the tapping the guitar. Where, he's, it's a different style of playing the guitar. And Alex, his brothers, told him, like, don't, When you do that on stage, turn your back to the audience so the other guitars aren't seeing what you're doing and steal your shit.
Don't steal it.
So Eddie, in the early days, Eddie would turn his back to the audience when he was doing tapping, just so the guitarist wouldn't know what the hell he's doing. Yeah. So that's what a hell of a friend Red Barrel's doing. They're like, let's keep this on the down low till we know our beer's good. Well, you guys don't have to worry. It's good.
I'm worried.
And I went out on an adventure on a Saturday. I went to two Clovis County brewers, Machine Head and Crow and Wolf. Had a good time out there. Saw Reggie. Reggie,
you did not.
And I also saw Bells.
Anybody where you're going?
No. Saw Bells and I saw Reggie you out there in Fresno County.
So you went out and then you saw?
Saw humans. Met all the Crone Wolf brewers. They got a really cool guy, John, over there. And John gave me and Bells a tour of Crone Wolf. And Machine Head was having the Oktoberfest, and it was great. Great beers, good times, all the funs. What?
Come here from the
freaking point. Yeah. No, I didn't name drop. I wanted to keep it real, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good time out there. I wish those breweries were in Northwest Fresno. There was some some dicey stuff I saw there, and that only happens in Clovis kind of things there. I'm just like, oh man, this is not this would not fly in Tower District or downtown Fresno, this place. But
of course, with no name.
Good places, good breweries, good beer. So just wish they weren't out there. Everyone stop going to Clovis and open up breweries. Just don't do it anymore. Just that's enough.
No more. Putting a cap on it.
Yep. I'm putting a cap on that. And another one from New Glory, a new one called Initial Initiative. That was pretty good. And that's my beers I was drinking. If you're on Untappd, look for Bearded Brewer 87, the Nick 80, and Dorktown, and you'll find us, and you'll enjoy your Untappd experience even more.
Even less. I mean more.
Hey, no, more.
Cheers. It's the end of the show, and we're giving out some
the end of the show, and we're giving out some cheers. Matt, you have some cheers about.
Cheers out to Matt Vaught and our buddy Hammer. They, those gents joined me in a quick up and back or down and over back trip to the coast to go catch a concert. Hadn't hung out with both of them in a rather long time, so it was good to see them both and just do something that wasn't work.
What about Tony Bags?
Well, we surprised him.
So. Aw. Was he really surprised where you're like, woo?
Yeah, I made sure nobody messaged him. So literally us turning the corner into the tap room, it was like he had literally no idea.
Aw. He must have lost it. Tony Bags loves the peoples.
Yeah. One or two tears.
He must have just broke down. So I can't go on, you sons of bitches. What a fun get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What band do you see? You want to talk about what band you saw? No, does not want to reference the band.
Went to a concert. That's okay. It. Okay.
Well, I don't know who in the world you would see a band and, you know, eat. And I don't know, maybe you saw some guys named Jimmy walking around. I don't know. But I'm sure it was a good show. Nick, do you have any cheers?
You're going to have to be one hell of a detective to decode that.
Yeah, dude, that was some fucking coded shit right there.
Oh, man. Where's your decoder ring? Cheers to, once again, shameless plug. Cheers to Barrel House. My father-in-law will be playing there this Saturday if you want to see some good music.
Ooh, a lot going on.
And have beers. Saturday the 23rd. Yes, Saturday 23rd. Barrel House, 23rd. Fresno. The Fresno location, not the Paso or vice versa.
Yeah, Fresno.
Or Slow. Bill Clifton, Chicken Newton, Whiskey Band.
Now we've got three different things on Saturday. We got the Taco Truck Throwdown. We got Fresno State football game. And we've got
great.
Chicken Whiskey Band playing at Barrel House. What time is that? Do we know?
We should have known before I said it.
Just look for it, man.
Yeah. Like 8-ish.
Yeah.
Also playing at Crow and Wolf, but that will happen after this podcast. 7:30 to 10:30. Barrel House.
Yeah. Just hang out after after Taco Truck Throwdown, go down there.
Yeah, go down. Sad cheers, but a cheers nonetheless. Rad Stacy unfortunately lost her pepperoni this past week. So if you know Rad Stacy and haven't heard or seen her yet, give her a big old hug and
give her a hug.
Tell her it'll be all right.
Yeah,
because nothing hurts more than that, but you get through it.
Cheers and thoughts to Rad Stacy.
Cheers and thoughts. And sad to me, but maybe not as sad as the last cheers. A favorite place of ours in Cayucas is closing their doors. The Smokehouse Grill is the smallest restaurant I've ever seen in my life. They serve smoked fish tacos.
Smaller than Benediction?
Smaller than Benediction.
What?
Yes, they're closing their doors after 20 years in business in Cayucas. Man. It's a gem. It's a hidden treasure. I'm sad to see them go. But, man, we enjoyed some really good food there.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah. So if you're close, go get some tacos now. If you never had it, how's your last chance? But they're the smoked ahi tuna.
Do you know when they're
tacos
going officially?
Hmm?
Do you know when they're going officially?
No, I could not see because
the, do you know why was it,
article was subscriber only.
Was it COVID or are they just retiring?
I don't know. I wonder if they have a website that says it.
Oh, man. We lose so many things. But then you can go, you know, my dad, that used to be a restaurant right there.
Yeah.
Now it's a whorehouse.
Man, be okay with that.
Like, wait, that sounds right.
I mean, tacos either way.
Yeah. That's all your cheers.
Those are my cheerses.
Cheers to our new golden god, Javier, a.k.a. I'm a Pirate, on the social medias. But it's been a while since we've had a new golden god, so thank you, Javier. I'm a Pirate. Golden gods, and on all the golden gods, new and old. Thank you, everyone. Historically, current ones and new ones, like I Am a Pirate. And the Golden Gods are our patrons for the show. Patreon.com/perfectpour. And you can support the show every month. Give a $5 or more donation to the show. And then you get extra show, which is the tailgate. And whatever else we can come up with for the Golden God. So thank you to everyone participating in that. And then, of course, thank you to people like Hopsound and The Fontaine Jim and everybody on social media that helps the show, promotes the show through their own social media. Cheers to everybody like that and does all the small talk, the talkie-talkie. With your friends, you're telling two friends about the show, and then you make them tell two other friends, and then come up with that whole pyramid scheme of like, if you don't tell 10 people about the show, then you're just gonna have bad juju the rest of your life. So you better pass this on to 10 people.
So wait, we're the scam email pyramid scheme,
Oh yeah, we're bringing back that email. You don't pass this email on.
This is not.
You're gonna be.
This
fucked.
Is not forwarded within the next 28 minutes. Mm-hmm. Bad luck for the next 12 years.
Oh yeah, that's real, man. That's real stuff. But all these cheersing going on, all this positivity, I'm giving a drain pour to Courtney, because she didn't like Pearl Jam either. She thinks Pearl Jam's overrated. Only has two good songs.
Wait.
Like Matt doesn't like Pearl Jam. Now Courtney, yeah, that's called a drain pour now. I just came up with that.
All right.
Instead of a cheers, it's a drain pour. So drain pour, Courtney, for not liking Pearl Jam either.
I uncheers you. That's not how
this works. I uncheers you. No, Courtney's fine.
I know. I hope she knows that. But I know
she better. I mean, Pearl Jam's not my favorite band or anything, but they're a good band. They have more than two songs.
I mean, if you can't have a civil Twitter fight amongst friends, then why is there a world?
Well, I think we're good here. I'm just gonna fade off with my last of my Rinhouse beer. Enjoy that. I'm going to hope you guys have a good week. Both of you guys.
Trying to enjoy this narwhal, but it's not getting any better.
It's so, yeah. Let's get a final report on this narwhal. It is not. What? Like, did they change the recipe?
No, it's like it's bad. Like,
it's just bad.
Yeah. You know how IPAs go buttery when they're brewed improperly.
Okay.
Like, what's the version of that for a stout?
The diacetyl version of a stout.
Yeah. This is bad.
It'd be the same thing.
I'm going to have the shits in the morning, I could tell.
Think maybe air got into it? Or you think it's just...
Either they rushed it, or... I don't know. They tried something different and it's not right.
Uh-oh. You're unnoticed, Sierra Nevada. What did you do? What did you do?
What did you do?
Something's going on. We're going to spend the week investigating this narwhal thing.
Yeah.
You better drink all six of those narwhals and then give an honest opinion, because it'll be,
Well, I'm going to drink five because I got to save one for the collection.
Oh, okay. Nice.
If the other five go well,
ultimate vertical.
Well, four now. If the other four go well, I'll buy another six pack. I'm glad I didn't buy a case. I usually buy a full case. But this year I bought the six pack just to try it. And I'm iffy now. But I do have them all the way back to 2012.
Oh, that's you can do 9 year vertical.
I could do 9 years of narwhal.
Ah, there you go. 9 years of narwhal.
9 years of narwhal. Yes. I have the first narwhal in the 22. I think it's a 750 bottle. It's not a 22. It's a little bit bigger. Or does that make sense? I don't know.
Sure.
It's a bomber-sized bottle with a cork and cage. And then from there, I have 12-ounce bottles from 2012 up till now.
Okay. That's a pretty serious. Man, when that you better do that in the show or something. You better get it recorded or some sort of show-related thing if you do the narwhal vertical.
I will definitely need a buddy for that. I will be accepting applications.
Place your applications.
Submit them to perfectpour@gmail.com.
Do that.
Perfect Pour Podcast.
Yep. It's all
is
that.
Is it pod or podcast?
Perfect Pour Pod Perfect is the podcast. Social media. Perfect Pour Podcast at gmail.com is the email.
Accepting applications for the Narwhal Buddy vertical, the 9 year narwhal.
9 year narwhal. Can I be in on this 9 year narwhal?
Yes.
All right. That's enough of that. Hope you have a great week. On behalf of Nick and Matt, thank you for listening.
Yeah. What do they have to do?
They gotta be safe.
Oh, of course.
Be safe, man. Just stop and think for a moment, and just be safe. You gotta have fun. Don't not have fun. After you've been safe, then that's time to have fun.
Uh-huh.
But before you do either of those things, I mean, there's no point to doing either of those things unless you check your dates.
Dates? Dates? Turn the can.
Turn all the can overs. Look at that date. If it's old, turn it over. Throw it. Throw it on top of the shelf. Whatever you got to do, get rid of it.
Hide it behind the raisins. Nobody ever looks back.
Hey. Somebody representing from Sunmade will be visiting your house tomorrow. Have a talk with you.